right. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Glad to have you with us once again, bright and early this Monday morning. We're going to get right into it. I'm sure you guys remember this song, The Daring Young Man on the Flying Trapeze. As I was thinking about that song, I thought that it would be a good serve as a good illustration for us today dealing with the subject matter that we want to share with you this morning. The words of the song are, he'd fly through the air with the greatest of ease, the daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls did he please, and my love he has taken away. I would sing it for you, but it's too early in the morning. And when I thought about that song, I could see an illustration that I hope blesses you this morning for the rest of the week. When we think about trapeze artists that one time were very popular in circuses across the world, for those of you who may not know, trapeze artists are those guys and girls that swing high above the circus floor, flipping and catching each other in midair. It appears to be a very dangerous trade, if you will, but as long as everyone does as they're supposed to do, it's relatively safe. It's safe because there must be a special relationship of trust between the trapeze artist. There's a flyer who lets go of the swing and flips and twirls in the air, and just before the guy catches him, he's got to be very, very still. And then there is the catcher who catches the flyer when he launches himself into the air. As mentioned, the flyer and the catcher must have a special relationship of trust, for everything has to be done with special precision. Things must be timed perfectly in order for this to work. For if it wasn't timed perfectly and they didn't follow it as it's supposed to be followed, then that would put the flyer in jeopardy. Not only does this art, this craft, have to be perfectly timed in order to be successful, but the flyer must be confident that the catcher is strong enough to catch him in midair. As the flyer swings high above the crowd on the trapeze, the moment comes when he must let go. When he lets go, he arches his back into the air, and his job is to remain as still as possible and wait for the strong hands of the catcher to pluck him out of the air. The flyer, if he's going to remain safe, and if the catcher, if he's going to allow for the catcher to do his job, he must never try to catch on his own. He must let the catcher catch him. The flyer must wait out there in midair with absolute trust that the catcher will catch him. Psalm 27:14, you know it very well. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I hear you. Not another wait on the Lord lesson, Rev. Yeah. We need to be reminded of this from time to time, but I get it. One of the hardest things for some of us to do is to wait on the Lord. You know, we want God to fix everything right now, but God doesn't work like that. From our perspective, God is known for taking his time. Just ask Mary and Martha, who sent a word to Jesus that Lazarus was sick, and Jesus finally arrives 4 days after Lazarus is dead. Mary and Martha thought Jesus was too late, but it was a perfect time for Jesus' greatest miracle. The psalmist who wrote Psalm 27 probably knew about God's tardiness and how confusing it could be. That's why he placed within the psalm in verse 27, be of good courage, because he knew that it not only took faith to wait on the Lord, but it also took courage. Have you ever thought about that? As a matter of fact, can there be faith without courage? I don't think so. Faith requires us to do a lot of things that makes us uncomfortable. Faith requires us to do a lot of things that, if we're to be honest, we just don't want to do. It doesn't make sense to us. From welcoming strangers to sharing what you have with others, from forgiving your enemies, from denying yourself to putting God first in all things. All of that takes courage. And I would think that one of the things that faith does in the hearts of believers is to inspire us to have courage. Think about it now. David and Goliath, the three Hebrew boys and Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel in the lion's den, Jesus on the cross. And you just pick one character of faith in the Bible, and you will see courage in their character. And that has to be the same with me and you, my sisters. Courage is not being infused with the kind of strength that eliminates fear. No, courage is action in spite of fear. Courage is moving forward. Faith, rather, is moving forward when you don't feel as if it's even possible to do so. God is calling us to have that kind of faith, a kind of trusting courage that it takes for the trapeze artist to let go and swing arches back and remain still and wait in midair for the strong hands of God to catch him. That's what we're called to do. When you let go of the things that faith requires of us, and when you stretch out and wait on the Lord, then God catches us, and we will experience the true glory of God and the power of his love, and his promises will be unfolded right before us. So, on this Monday morning, early Monday morning, I want to remind you guys to have faith, to let go, to stretch out. For the most courageous thing to do, my sisters and brothers, is let go of those things that you're comfortable with and then hang out there with nothing, believing in the promises of God. For the greatest act of faith is seen between the command to let go and the promise that I'll catch you. And all we need to do in those moments when we've let go and we're waiting for the promise is to be still and see that God is God. Be blessed this week. Have a courageous week. Let's pray. God, we thank you for our time together. We thank you for this Monday morning. First of all, God, we want to pray for Sharma as she struggles with this sickness. She's gone with us and walked with us through the fast. So, God, now we pray that you reward her for her faith. Yes, she's lingering out there between the command and the promise. And so, God, catch her. Also, Brother Worsham, God, we pray that you would restore him and comfort her and him and allow for his family around him to feel your presence and give them all an assurance. We pray for them both and all who are sick. And now as we begin this week, it's a journey we've never taken before. It's a walk that we've never walked before. We're going to experience some things that we're familiar with, things that we're comfortable with. But this week may be the week that challenges us to faith. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you will be with us and that you will strengthen us and that we will find the courage to wait on you between the command and the promise. Bless us and keep us. Bless our homes. Bless our families. And whatever happens to us on this week, God, we just want to let you know that we trust you and that we will always love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys have a good week. We pray that all things good happen to you. But if not, walk in the courageous faith of our God. All right. God, six men. You guys say goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
everyone.
Goodbye.
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 Have a good day.
Goodbye.
Have a blessed
have a
day.
Have a good week.
Have a great
day.
Day.
Love you all.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Have a good Bye-bye. Day, Reverend.
Thank you. You too.